For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dozens of congressional Democrats are in Puerto Rico this weekend for a retreat and to watch the play Hamilton with family. President Trump tells Fox News' Judge Jeanine,
I like the symbol of me being here and them being at some play in a nice location, having a good time. I like that symbol because I am ready to sign, and they're not.
Trump continues to hold out the possibility that he'll declare a national emergency to build the border wall without congressional approval. On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a New York Times report that the FBI investigated whether President Trump was working on behalf of the Russians after the firing of Comey.
The idea that's contained in the New York Times story that President Trump was a threat to American national security is silly on its face and not worthy of a response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A winter storm that already pummeled the Midwest with snow is blanketing Washington and the Mid-Atlantic region. Up to a foot of snowfall is possible in Washington and Virginia on Sunday and into Monday morning, according to the National Weather Service. Baltimore is also in the path of the heavier bands of snowfall with 4 to 6 inches predicted for today. Philadelphia is predicted to get 1 to 2 inches of snow. A trooper in Illinois was killed during snowfall when he tried to protect motorists, pulled off the side of an interstate from traffic. He was struck by another motorist. Saudi Arabia's energy minister said today that major oil producers need to do better to narrow swings in prices that dip below $60 a barrel and rise above $86 a barrel. Khalid Al-Falih said there are consequences when oil prices dip too low or rise too high.
When we hit 86, some people were predicting 100-plus signals we were getting also from global markets was that we needed to cool the market.
He made his comments to the Atlantic Council's Global Energy Forum in Abu Dhabi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Thieves left a Nebraska man scratching his head after they came onto his property in Omaha, and instead of breaking into Laverne Smith's house, they stole hundreds of landscaping blocks from the retaining walls in his front and side yards.
I guess some people are desperate. I don't know. it's unbelievable to me.
KETV reports a neighbor told him that five men with a pickup drove up, removed the blocks one by one, stuck them in the back of the pickup, and left. And they returned the following day with a blowtorch to remove the blocks, all still frozen to the ground. Smith says if it's a case of mistaken identity, bring the blocks back, put them back up, and all is forgiven. Connecticut's historic Shakespeare Theater has burned to the ground. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
No reports of injuries after the early Sunday morning fire. Firefighters called to the site in Stratford, Connecticut at about 1 a.m. and found the building already fully engulfed in flames. The theater has been host to dozens of famous actors and actresses, including Ed Asner, James Earl Jones, Christopher Walken, and Katharine Hepburn. And the cause of the fire remains under investigation. I'm Chris Barnes.
Kevin Hart may not be hosting the Oscars this year, but he's still drawing in the crowds at the box office with his latest movie, The Upside, co-starring Bryan Cranston.
I need assistance.
Don't your arms work?
They don't.
You can move your mouth.
As can you.
The Upside beat Aquaman with $19.6 million in ticket sales. Aquaman followed its second in its fourth weekend with $17.3 million for a domestic total of $288 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.